Blog Talk Radio.
Did you do it? Did you do Direct Connect?
We'll be right back after a few minor adjustments. Tinfoil can be a little bit scratchy.
It's fine. Yeah, I don't need that. I don't need to light up that. Put on your toolbar. But last night I couldn't even hear that part. It popped up the telephone pad and I hit one. Here, I'll give you this. Here.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing 1, 2, 3.
I'm on your phone. Why are we getting two things going?
My phone.
I don't step on it, baby. I don't think I did.
You got the mic in the pod and on, right?
Yeah.
1 and 3. We ever going to 4, 5, 6?
I can't. Hold that. I'll show you. Yeah.
Did we have to change anything back here?
No. There's 4. turn her on. I'll do the testing. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. I'm definitely wrong. I'll put this on real quick. It could be, of course. Now look.
Well, I can hear you now.
Yeah, but look, listen. It's not when I talk. Hello?
Oh, it's a delay.
Yeah. You could always hear me, honey. I could always hear myself. I could hear myself last night. It was just not going over Blog Talk. They want you.
Oh, go ahead.
Testing 1, 2, testing 1, 2, testing, 1, 2, testing 1, 2.
Okay.
Now it's, what did we different? Away. Only thing you did was you count. Testing, testing. That's way delayed.
There you
go. Testing, testing.
That's on the Chrome, right? Not on the Firefox.
No.
No.
No, no, I've got it on Chrome.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. Come here. Sit down. What are you doing?
Wait, where do you want me?
Go here.
Yeah?
Right? No. It's here somewhere.
Where?
I don't know. What are you looking for?
I asked you here if it's running on the Firefox or
no,
the Chrome.
It's on Chrome.
Okay. So it's Windows Services.
Say that we can go back for 5 days.
Okay, I'm going to see. I'm here.
I'm on there.
The whole computer, right?
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Yeah.
I'm looking at TV.
You did that before. We both did it. I think it's only
2 days.
Yes, we did. Well, you used to be able to. I used to be able to go back weeks. I don't know why. What's on? You in the chair? Here, honey. Here.
Say that again.
Testing.
Nope.
You can set it down. Or is that what you want?
No. That's Microsoft Store app.
Now, where you would find what I was talking about under system something.
System Restore.
Recovery option. Yeah, I think that would be.
I think.
Reset this computer.
That's a big
is it? Damn, usually it's eight. Well,
let's start and see what it says. Keep my files. Remove everything. Go back to a previous version.
Perfect.
Your PC has not been updated more than 10 days ago. It won't let me do that because...
Huh?
It's good. No, I clicked learn more.
We'll do this Thursday afternoon, so we
wow.
What time you gotta be here?
3. Okay.
What are we doing?
Oh.
I just don't know how to get back.
Yeah.
Somehow we got it. Somehow. Hey. Hold on. Testing. No. I think we were doing it before you.
I don't know.
All right.
Well, I'm mixing the old one and the new one. I'll get it. Windows 10?
On HP.
Hey, Biggin.
Mr. Merchant, right? I'm going to try a nasty way to go.
Well, how?
Now, crocodile expert, before we begin, Janet Barker has decided to call her boys Roger and Martin. And the christening will be a week on Saturday, and we are all invited. Tom?
Thanks, Joyce. Now, you'll all be delighted to hear that the tenacious Sergeant Angel has been taken care of. Joyce will discover the sergeant lying on the wet floor of his bathroom, having slipped and tragically broken his neck. So, with the dispatch of the sergeant, we will now be able to concentrate on the eradication of our hoodie infestation. After which, nothing will stand in our way.
Oh, I beg to differ, Mr. Weaver.
Well, well, I see we have visitors. Sergeant Nicholas Angel, Stanford Police Service.
It's tenacious, isn't he?
I'm arresting you under suspicion of conspiracy to commit murder.
Sergeant. You should be ashamed.
Calling yourself a community that...
Oh, but we do care, Nicholas.
Oh, you're about the greater good.
How can this be for the greater good?
If he was not as I enjoyed your work, dear Miss Sergeant, his flawless compliments, blow us simply the result of his being an appalling act.
You murdered him for that?
Wasn't murdered to a fixed inch.
The Dramatic Society is an important feather in our cap.
Couldn't let Blower jeopardize that. Not when we had two semi-professionals waiting in the wings.
Let's not forget that Greg was an extra in Straw Dogs and Sherry portrayed a cadaver. Right?
Yes, I know!
Martin was less concerned with the reputation of the village than he was with his sordid affair with Pete Drake.
And so Eve deserved to die too.
Oh, she did have a very annoying laugh.
And George Merchant?
He had an awful health.
We begged him in vain to make his residence more in keeping with the village's rustic aesthetic.
And what about Tim Messenger? What was his crime?
Tim Messenger, Tim, you said it's for the sense of sickness. He's been unbearable.
Our once great paper had become riddled with tabloid journalism.
Not to mention persistent errors.
He lifted her age is 55.
Well, actually, I'm 53.
What about Leslie Tiller, one of your own? Her horticultural expertise helped us stamp it on the map.
Oh, she was ever so cool.
Cousin Leslie was a terrible thing. As it seems, she was set on moving away.
We couldn't have her sharing her green fingers with anybody else. Not least those heathens at Bootford Abbey.
We can't have her.
How can this be for the greater good?
Shut
it! These people died for no reason. No reason whatsoever.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Hello, Nicholas. I was like, I believed in the immutable word of the law. It isn't till the night Mrs. Bottom was taken from me. You see, no one loves Santa more than her, head of the Women's Institute, chair of the Floral Committee, and they started the Village of the Year contest. There seems such dedication. Even the adjudicators arrived in the Caravan. We could say gypsy scum, we were knee-deep in dog-muck thieving kids and crusty jugglers.
Crusty jugglers?
We lost a car. Diving lost her. She drove her Datsun Cherry into South of the world. Thanks to her, I would do her. Whatever the cost, we would make South of great again.
So this doesn't make any sense.
The adjudicators are right. We had to get everything ready.
You see, this is all about winning the best village award.
This is the best village in the country. See, the people, they're happy, contented.
They're living in a dream world.
Sergeant Popwell felt much the same as you.
I'm disappointed you can't see the bigger picture.
Well, I'm happy to disappoint you, sir. But I'm afraid you're going to have to come with me. You are all going to have to come with me.
No, Nicholas. I'm afraid it is you who is going to have to come.
Back off! Back off! I swear to God, you'll be splitting her down and chips over next any cup you don't have!
Oh, I'm Nicholas, you have a start in it.
I need it! gypsy's skull. It's a trap. It's a Thank you.
walk in and arrest the whole village.
Not exactly.
Sergeant Angel, someone from London called for you. I'll tell him you're real. That's funny.
What's that?
I didn't know we had a bounty division. No returning nothing. Thank you.
mate.
It's too high.
No.
Yeah.
What? You've been brainwashed, Tony. Brainwashed into naivety by an old man with a murderous obsession. This is ridiculous.
No, it's not, Dad. Very unridiculous. It's only now that I'm starting to realise how unridiculous it all is.
Don't ask, Danny.
Think of your mum. She's dead, Dad. First time in my life. You know, I'm glad. If she could see what you've become.
Sorry, I am completely lost.
Stanford is a lie, Doris. For the last 20 years, the village has been controlled by Frank and the NWA. They've involved everyone into thinking it's a perfect village and killed anyone who threatened to change that.
Praise Gotham, yeah.
There's letters in Gotham and there. I know. There isn't going to be this man, are you? Are you? He isn't even from around here.
Maybe. I'm going to give it up, sir.
You win combat on Blackfoot. Officer Walker, stay here with Saxon and hold everything down. Officers,
let's go.
What about Dan?
He'll come round again. Want anything from the shop?
Thank you.
He's in the freezer. Stay cool off. No, I didn't say anything, actually.
Say?
It was a bit earlier on that you missed when I distracted him with the cuddly monkey, and then I said, playtime's over. I hit him with the pizza.
You're
a
fucking
shame. What's the situation? Two blokes and a fuck load of cutlery. What do you reckon?
My dear.
Ginger Nuts gets it.
Oh, you little fucker!
It's over, Danny. It's over. Oh, don't worry. Plenty of ice cream at the station. Isn't that right, Danny?
Super! Pack it in, Frank, you silly bastard! I don't know! We don't want any more bloodshed. Frank, this whole thing started because you love somebody you love. Don't expect me to believe you let it end the same way. I'll tell you how this is going to end.
I should say something smart.
You don't have to say anything at all.
Thank you.
guidelines state that we say staffing, not manpower, because,
you don't mind a bit of manpower, do you, Dora?
Dirty bastard!
You know what you are.
A bloody busybody!
Okay. Yeah. They're lovely.
Any officers near the church?
Go ahead, Doris.
Chief, we've had a report of a kidney dice special with the recycling bins at the supermarket.
Leave it with us.
Okay.
Sergeant Butterman? Little hands, it's time to rock and roll.
Bring the
I'm gonna fly down,